Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Pfeiffer, a naturopathic doctor on a mission to help you achieve hormonal balance so that you can finally focus on what matters. One thing I want to talk about today is something that I feel is important for women at any age and stage. And oftentimes when we're looking beyond those seeking fertility, many women don't actually give it a second thought. So today I'm going to talk about ovulation tracking. First, I want to talk to you about why it's so important to track your ovulation. And then I'm going to talk to you about how to actually go about it. So if we look at the menstrual cycle, typically I like to simply divide it up into three sections. The first section is going to be at the beginning of the cycle. This is dominated by estrogen. And this is going to be where we are building the lining up. We're getting the follicles ready, we're building the lining, and we're getting ready for the main event, which is ovulation. When we get to the main event, usually this happens around mid-cycle, your body is going to take that follicle or that egg that has been developed and ready to go, and we're going to release it. We're releasing it in the hopes that implantation happens, because that's how the whole reproductive system works. In the event that implantation happens, obviously, or fertilization and implantation, obviously we have a pregnancy. In the event where it doesn't happen, which is most cycles of most women's lives, we have the egg turn into what's called the corpus luteum. The corpus luteum is responsible for production of progesterone. We make progesterone, and then we are waiting for the inevitable to happen. We're waiting for implantation. We're waiting for a pregnancy. And if that doesn't happen, our progesterone falls, and the falling of those hormones leads to a period, and it all starts again. And so it is really important to track your ovulation, because if we don't know when we ovulate or if we're ovulating, that can impact your hormonal balance altogether. So it's not just about trying to get pregnant for most women, but it's about identifying your symptoms. So for example, when estrogen is building in the first half of the cycle, the second half of the cycle creating progesterone allows for that contrast, allows for estrogen to have a competition. And if it doesn't have that competition, it's going to keep working unopposed. Unopposed estrogen can do a variety of things, but some of the most common things I see in my practice working with my clients is heavy periods, painful periods, acne, PMS, breast tenderness. That's because we're not actually balancing out that estrogen. So it's not that estrogen in itself becomes the problem, but it's the unopposed estrogen becomes the problem. We know there are a lot of estrogen dominant conditions, PCOS being one of them, endometriosis, fibroids. And so really not having that unopposed estrogen is critical to hormonal balance. And how do we get that? We need to make progesterone. And in order to make progesterone, we need to ovulate. So whether you are trying to get pregnant, you don't want to get pregnant for years, or you are past having kids and you are looking at your symptoms from maybe a perimenopausal state, understanding your ovulation is really important so that we can determine which interventions are going to be best for your treatment plan. So, first things first is we need to know how to track ovulation. And then the second piece of that is we need to know when to look. So, my favorite ways to track ovulation, number one, luteinizing hormone test strips. So what happens is at the beginning of the cycle, we have estrogen domination. Like I said, building that lining, developing that follicle, getting things ready to release. And then we have what's called that LH surge, or that luteinizing hormone surge. This surge happens before we ovulate. So this is what triggers the egg to be released. So when we are looking at luteinizing hormone strips, this is exactly the information we're getting. Most of the clients I speak to on a day-to-day, when I ask them if they ovulate and when they ovulate, they usually point to their app. They say, I use such and such app and my cycles are 28 days and I ovulate on day 14. So I ask about luteinizing hormone strips, I ask about discharge changes, and they have no idea what I'm talking about. They say, no, my app tells me of my fertile window and I go by that. Here's the thing, is if you're using an app, the app is just purely using math to determine when you're going to ovulate. So for example, in a 28-day cycle, you are supposed to ovulate around day 14, So basically your app will take your fertile window. It'll point out day 14 as your peak day. And then it'll tack on a few days before and a few days after and call it a day and say these 6 days are your fertile window. But what happens is some women actually ovulate around day, let's say 8. Sometimes they'll ovulate around day 16 or 18. Sometimes they don't ovulate at all. And your app will still keep you at that fertile window. That can be a problem if you want to get pregnant, but that's also a problem if you don't want to get pregnant, because if you're not accurately predicting when you ovulate, you can actually have an accidental pregnancy. When it comes to the perimenopausal stage, what happens is as you're getting closer to your periods ending for good, you may notice changes. Your periods might be heavier sometimes, they might be lighter sometimes. And this variability happens because you aren't ovulating as regularly as you once were. Determining when this happens is really important to getting you the proper treatment interventions. Like I said, if we wanted to use bioidentical hormones and those sorts of things, this is where this comes into play. So going back to the luteinizing hormone test strips, these are so important even if you use an app. And in fact, if you use an app and you actually track your luteinizing hormone surges, then we can get a better idea of when you actually ovulate. And a lot of the apps will actually kind of recalibrate themselves so that it will go with what you've said. So for example, if you get an LH surge around day 15 and the next month it's day 16 and then day 15, your app will shift it. Instead of keeping your window like it assumed around day 14, it's going to recalibrate around day 15 or 16, and it'll be more accurate for you as you keep using it, which is really beneficial. So how to use them? This gets a little bit tricky because luteinizing hormone strips are never a negative or positive like you would see in a pregnancy test. So with a pregnancy test, we know a line is a line is a line. With an LH strip test, that's not necessarily the case. Oftentimes we'll see a lighter line and it'll be super faint and then it'll get darker and darker and darker until it hits that peak. And so a lot of times you can go to the pharmacy or your local Walmart and you can grab ovulation test strips and they can be easy peasy. The ones that have the smiley face, you don't have to decipher. But if you're using this a lot, it's best to buy bulk because you're just gonna save money. The problem is when you buy bulk, they are the very basic strips that are difficult to read. And in fact, in order to read them, you would probably have to pee on a strip and line them up every single day and see how it gets darker. And when it hits its darkest point and then goes down, you would know that was your peak. So what I recommend is if you're going on somewhere like Amazon, I would recommend you get ones that come with an app that you can download. Then what you're going to do is you're going to pee on the strip. So I usually say start the day after you stop bleeding for your period. You're gonna pee on the strip at the same time every single day, and then you're going to input that information into your app. So usually the apps will want you to take a picture of the strip and it will determine whether that's a positive and how high that peak is. So that's what I want you to do. The day after your period stops, start testing, and you're gonna do that until you get that peak. Once you get that peak, you can stop testing, and you know you're probably going to ovulate within 12 to 24 hours. That is how you predict your ovulation. You are then going to input that information into the app or however you track your cycles and use that information to determine what your hormones look like. This can give your practitioner a ton of information. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below.